Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
How you doing? Most guys bitch and moan about the grind of training camp, Tom. You're not one of those guys. Is that because you really, really love being out there, or is it because you're a team leader? You may realize it's a necessary evil, and you want to get everybody on the same positive page.
Well, it means football is back, and we're really in preparation for the season. So, you know, you can't shortcut it. You just got to grind through it. It's not a matter of it's about getting better, and you can't cheat that. So you got to see where your team's at, and to have, you know, weeks and weeks of really concentrated practice time, and then the preseason game, and then you make mistakes, you correct them, you try to do them better and make the improvements. I think that's what training camp's all about. So just if you're going to be a good team, you better have, you know, coach always says a good off-season program leads to a good start of training camp. Good training camp leads to a good September. You know, good September leads to, you know, good October, November, and then you got to be playing well in December. So through none of those phases can you really just, be average through it, because then you can never get back. You can never try to get ahead. You're always just trying to catch up.
What metrics does Tom Brady use? What elements do you use to gauge the progress of an offense in the preseason? You know, after one game, after two games, after four games. What do you use to gauge where you are?
I think it's just, for all of us, it's just level of improvement. I think that's what you gauge, because not all the parts are there at this point. A lot of it is individual improvement. So you're really just focusing on what your job is, what you need to do, go through your read, go through your throw. And then when you start incorporate those into, maybe one-on-one drills, and then as that leads over into team drills, then, hopefully by the opener, you've got all the guys that have worked on their individual improvement. So collectively as a whole, you're better and better, significantly better than what we were, let's say when the OTA started. Mm-hmm. So that's what you have to look to be able to do. You got to build a foundation. If without that foundation, then you'll never be a good football team.
Hey, Tom, I don't know if you noticed, but we spend an inordinate amount of time talking about quarterbacks and NFL quarterbacks and who's a good quarterback and who's not a good quarterback and who's going to succeed and who's not, whether it's Johnny Football or Garoppolo or, Jameis Winston in the future. What, in your mind, what's the one most important thing you need to succeed in the NFL as a quarterback?
Well, probably the same thing you need in life is decision making,
right.
And that's an everyday characteristic. So, I think more so than any physical ability, which believe me, those are all important. And having great physical ability allows maybe some more margin of error in other areas. But ultimately, it comes down to decision making. And as a quarterback on the field, it's really split second decision making. But that carries over into all parts of your life. What you do on an off day, how hard you work, the kind of leadership you'll provide, what you choose to do with, whatever it takes and whatever priorities you put in your life, what decisions you're making in order to prioritize what's important. So, for me, a lot of it is, my priorities are, football, and obviously, they change over the years when you have a family and so forth, but football is obviously the utmost priority and trying to be the best I can be. So every decision that I make always comes back to, being a better performer. And that's a pretty good time in my life to be able to do it. So, it's hard to judge one quarterback on, the course of 1 year or 2 years or 3 years, because, I've been at it for a while, and the guys I really look up to do it for long periods of time. And that's really a life decision. That's something that is really, when you look at Peyton Manning, for example, I mean, he's just been so consistent for so long. It's just that's the kind of, that's the kind of guy you always look for.
You could be a knucklehead and be a good wide receiver or defensive back or linebacker or offensive lineman. Could you be a knucklehead, a meathead, and be a good quarterback if you had a great arm and your great physical ability?
Well, I disagree. I don't think you can really be a knucklehead and be a great performer. Maybe for a year or maybe for 2 years,
right,
but not for a long period of time. It all depends on what that long, a lot of people would define a long period of time as different. But if I think of the guys that go and play at Hall of Fame levels, they do it for year after year after year after year, and you know what you're going to get every time out. So, the best guys that I've played against, the best guys that I play with always make good decisions. They're always the ones that are, doing the right thing by their teammates and, being the best they can be. So, I think, just the quarterback position in general really affects the game a lot because you've got the ball in your hands more than anybody else. So if you make poor decisions with the football, then you really don't give your team a chance to win the game. You just, if you're careless with the ball, if you're not throwing the ball to the right places, if you're making wrong checks at the line of scrimmage, then the rest of the team really has no chance because, the ball always goes through the quarterback.
I know 65,000 people drove through Route 1 and sat in traffic on Friday. They all hoped one thing and they went to that game. They hoped that the referees would be active and throw a million flags.
Yeah,
and they got
I love those flags.
They got their wish. From a viewing perspective, it was torture at times to watch especially the first half the other night. From an on-field perspective when you're playing, does it affect you guys as well?
I don't know whether they throw 20 flags or 5 flags over the course of the game. Some calls go your way, some calls don't. I think players like when they let you play. That's more so than anything. But at the same time, the refs stand up there in front of us on whatever day it was, on Wednesday, and said, look, we're going to, we're throwing a lot of flags. So, if we see illegal contacts, we see defensive holding, if we see hands to the face, those are real points of emphasis for this year. And they show a video. And so when those things come up, they're throwing the flags, and they did it in practice a lot too. So, it's just being able to adjust and being disciplined and being good decision makers. And, like I said this a few weeks ago, like offensive holding. I mean, offensive line holds on every play. That's just the way pro football is. You can't not hold. It's just how far, to what limits can you push that to? I mean, when the guy's turning and running straight at the quarterback, he's going to be grabbing his jersey? Absolutely not. That'd be a holding. Well, if you're locked up at the line of scrimmage, your hands are inside, and you've got a hold of the guy's breastplate, is he going to call holding? Absolutely not. So you just have to learn to play within the rules, and those adjust on a weekly basis depending on how the refs call the game, and we have a pretty good idea of how they're going to call the game going into it. Some refs throw a lot of flags, some refs don't throw a lot of flags, and our coaches try to prepare us on that. And then once you get out there on the field, you play within the rules to the best of your ability, and then if they're calling it tight, you got to be able to adjust. So that's all part of the decision making process as a player, but hopefully there's not, 20 plus flags a game, because that's a lot of flags. That'll make for long football games.
Tom, I heard one official say that they've laid down the law. They're throwing a lot of flags to kind of draw a line in the sand. But once the players understand it, and once the officials know, the players know they understand it, they're going to back off of that. Do you suspect, and have you seen historically, that that's the case, that the same play maybe in week 1, 2, or 3 of the regular season might not be called as it was the other night?
I mean, that's possible. It all just, like I said, it depends on the crew and the interpretation of it. I mean, I remember before they made a big point of emphasis on an interpretation of the rule with illegal contact after we had won back in 2003. And then, there were some flags earlier in the year. And I think as time's gone on over the last 10 years, it's got back to the point where it is now, where you see really physical secondaries that, try to get their hands on the receivers and disrupt the timing of the passing game. And they made a point of emphasis this year that they're going to call more legal contacts, more defensive holdings. And in this preseason, they've done that. But, how it goes in a regular season, no one really knows at this point. But, as an offense, we can't think about it. We just got to try to go out and run our routes, do our job. If they call it, they call it. If they don't, then, we got to do business as business is being done.
Tom, you've been on good teams and you've been on really good teams. I read that you were on 18-1 team 1 year. Well, when it was August 18th, could you tell you were on a team that had that kind of potential?
I don't think you know what kind of team you have until December. So, you got to You got to fight through it. There's ups and downs over the course of the year. There's, a lot of mental toughness that comes into play, a lot of discipline, work ethic, decision making that really doesn't play out in August or September. You know, everyone feels pretty good this time of year. Everyone's hopeful. You know, every team thinks they're a lot better than what they were at the end of last season. But nobody knows. I mean, you're going to have to go out there and prove it. It's not something that you can just say, well, you know, we're going to be better because we changed this guy for that guy and we changed this play to this play. And no, it's just the determination, the work ethic, the mental toughness of the team doesn't kick in until you've lost a few games and you see how you battle back. You got to deal with the adversity. You see what kind of team you're going to be. You know, that's what football is all about. So that's why you start in September, you end in December, and you see where you're at after that. But we're not going to know that for quite a while.
You know, you went over all the things that the quarterback needs to do, both physically and mentally. And I know it's very, very early in the infancy, but so far from what you've seen from Garoppolo, does he have all those things? Is it the preparation, the intelligence, the decision-making early on in its infancy? Have you seen that from him?
Well, he's been a lot of fun to work with, and he's, you know, there's a reason why the team liked him and picked him pretty high. So, you know, obviously the team feels that way, and you know, he's went out there and done, you know, just a great job when he's had his opportunity. So that's great to see from any young player, but, you know, you got to keep building on it, and you got to keep getting better and making improvements and improving your deficiencies while strengthening the things that are really strong points for you. So, you know, it's hard to tell after such a short period of time. It's, you know, you, like I said, just like every team, you know, the individuals have to improve their work ethic, their discipline, their mental toughness, their decision making over the course of a long season. So, you know, that's what good teams do, and the individuals on those good teams, those are the decisions they make. So, you know, anyone who makes the final roster is going to be counted on. You got to be counted on to do your job at a high level every single day if you're going to be a great team. So, you know, Jimmy falls into that category just like everybody else does, from the first guy on the roster all the way down to, you know, the guys who's the last guy on the roster.
Final question for me, Tom, and I don't know why I like to do this, but I like to try to predict what the most satisfying play was for you in that particular game. Would I be far off if I said the back shoulder touchdown pass to Tompkins was one you particularly liked?
Yeah, that was a great play by KT to make that catch in traffic, and guy had his hands off, you know, trying to jam at the line of scrimmage, and we were on the same page, and he adjusted to that back shoulder throw and made a great catch. So it was great to see us come back after what happened on the first drive and to show a little mental toughness that it wasn't going to bother us, and we came right back down the field and scored. So that was a great thing to be able to see by our team. We put together, you know, two decent drives there to start the game, and we're going to need more of that this week. We play a really good defense at Carolina this coming Friday.
Is there some kind of sight adjustment or some kind of communication before the snap that it lets him know it's going to be a back shoulder, or is that an adjustment he makes when the ball is in the air?
Well, I mean, we've thrown enough balls to one another at this point that, you know, based on his body language, based on the technique of the DB, he has a decent idea of what I'm thinking. So that's where the quarterback-receiver relationship really comes into play, through anticipation. When we can be on the same page like that, it's really hard for a defense to be able to stop those type of plays because, you know, he doesn't know if I'm throwing the fade to the back pylon. He doesn't know if I'm throwing the back shoulder. And when KT and I are on the same page, you know, it's much more difficult to stop. So, you know, like I said, he made a great catch in traffic. That was really a big play for our team to get us going the other night. So, you know, we're going to need a lot more of those over the course of the season. But that was certainly a great place to start.
Generally speaking, in the third preseason game, that's when most of the ones get most of the time. And more often than not, the first team guys come back out after halftime after the adjustment is made. I know you don't know whether that's going to be the case in this particular game. But do you hate coming out of preseason games as much as you hate coming out of regular season games?
Yeah, well, I haven't come out of many regular season games, so it's a. I think for the preseason, it's just great to be out there and play, and just the anticipation of the speed is really, you know, there. It's all about, as coach talks about all the time, finishing the play. Because in practice, you get yourself in the position to make the play, but you know, you don't drive through the tackle. You don't run through your blitz pickup in practice. You don't finish on the quarterback in practice. You don't finish on the receiver. And the game is all about finishing. And I thought, did you get the runner down? Did the runner break the tackle? Did the quarterback step up and make the throw in traffic? Did the receiver make the catch in traffic? So that's really the things that you're trying to, you know, that's what the game reality is really all about. So, you know, we as players, that's the preparation that we have for the regular season, because in 2.5 weeks from now or 3 weeks from now, it's all going to be about finishing. Every play is about finishing. So, you know, it's great to be out there and really hone your skills to get to the point where you're game ready. You're game ready for the regular season. And that's, you know, the more work that I can get, the better it, you know, the better it feels, the more prepared I feel.
Well, it is almost upon us, Tom. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week on Patriot Monday.